On a Beaver Fever Friday, I'm Brian Schultz. BSU football team heads to Aberdeen tomorrow, take on Northern State. Corey Crosby, our guest, linebacker out of Cold Spring. Be blunt, what the heck happened last week?
We just didn't play our style of football. We didn't play physical. We didn't play disciplined. Got to get back to doing that this week.
Any one in particular reason why, or just everything kind of snowball on you?
I kind of started to snowball at the end. We just got out of playing our game of defense and played into theirs. So
you're having a bad day. How hard is it to kind of forget about it and just try to do what the game plan says you're supposed to do?
Yeah, it's pretty tough, but we got some good senior leadership and good coaches that'll get us focused again. So looking for a good win against Aberdeen Northern.
You guys are very, very thin at linebacker right now. How nice was it to get Blake back, even though limited number of snaps that you had him?
Oh, it was awesome to get Blake back, seeing him run around again and stuff. He's a big playmaker, so it's nice to have him back and get a little bit more depth back there.
You guys have had a hard time getting pressure on the quarterback. When you can't get to the quarterback, long passes are usually the result. How do you just go about trying to pressure the quarterback a little bit more without completely selling out?
Yeah, we just got to be more relentless, got to be more physical, use our hands more, and just try and get after him better than what we normally have been.
How good was their quarterback, though, all things aside? I mean, everything that I've heard, he had one of those career days.
Yeah, he's a good quarterback. I mean, he's going to be a good one. I mean, I think he's a sophomore, so he's going to be back again, but we definitely had our chances at him and just they didn't fall our way that day.
You guys have certainly had a great year up until this point. How important is it to just kind of forget about it and just move on and do what you know that you're capable of?
It's very important. We just got to get back to winning and playing our style of defense, and things will take care of themselves.
You guys put up some big numbers offensively against Northern a year ago. Their offense has been pretty good. They've had a terribly brutal schedule, 5 weeks in a row playing probably five out of the six most difficult teams in the league. What are you expecting out of them?
We're expecting them to try and run the ball against us, and definitely that's one of our strengths that we're going to try and stop. So try to take away the run and make them pass the ball and hopefully get some interceptions again.
Safe to say that this is the kind of a defense that a defensive player would like playing, but yet maybe as a freshman you come in, you're still a little nervous about everything because it's a very, very in-depth defense.
Yeah, it's a very in-depth defense, and we just need to learn it better and stuff, get the freshmen learning it and picking it back up. But it definitely helps being junior and senior and playing this defense for a few years.
Did you play anything at all similar to this in high school?
No, I played defensive end in high school, so I just blitzed. That was about it. So
interior linebackers here need to be very, very good. How have you kind of embraced the role?
Just having to read my keys and everything and taking everything that Coach Bolte has told for me. Learned from Andrew Egan the past couple of years, so that's been helpful. Just his little pointers and stuff and trying to pass them on to the younger linebackers too.
Good luck this weekend.
Thank you.
For more information on the Beaver football team, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. More of Midday Live is coming up on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.